seeds in the bud before it ever get there, and you don't utilize that particular mind. If your particular mind talking about, well, I didn't want to send it to him because I thought it might hurt him or something like that. That ain't what I say. You're not paid, and you're not trained, and you're not being taught to think like that.
Yes, sir.
Is that not true?
That's true, yes, sir.
And it's just like this tape here, you should make a tape of this particular tape, and you can also let the FBI have this a piece of this tape, too.
Yes, sir.
Is that not true?
Yes, sir.
I'm not saying nothing in darkness that I won't say from the rooftops.
That's right, yes, sir.
I'm telling you, in a matter of where you got to start dodging and ducking and hiding, then something's wrong.
Yes, sir.
Off into some slick, something evil.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
If you carry yourself in the open book and anything dead and darkness will be brought to the light, what are you dogging and ducking for?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Do you think that I was out there telling you to do something wrong?
No, sir.
From now on, you do what you're told to do.
Yes, sir.
And any other thoughts that allow God in the presence of Master Prophet Jesus, Muhammad, his message, Muhammad, Allah, Muhammad, allows to come in here to your mind to try you, to throw it out the door.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah, God, in the presence of the Master Prophet Jesus, Muhammad, his message, Muhammad, so you can explain that you can, if the FBI need to tighten the case and need us to appear, or need you to appear, or need some of the tapes of the conversation where the little young child, so-called Keisha, was referring to us about what was transpiring down there, if you need those things, then they're welcome to it.
Yes, sir.
And they're welcome for you to express what has been said and different things, only on the truth aspect, not to condemn the man as really being the whole man being sick.
Yes, sir.
Let me back up. Condemn the man as being a criminal or a thief or a real deliberately intent type of bestiality. This is not did with an intent purpose.
Yes, sir.
This is did under the influence of something, controlling this something.
Yes, sir.
This ain't something that he sits off and plan to sit in the corner and steam up doing.
Yes, sir, that's right.
If he was something that he was doing that with, he would be doing it 24 hours of the day.
That's right, yes, sir.
He wouldn't have never been able to even function with you a little bit, not even a day.
Yes, sir, that's right.
You are knowing that when he gets that stuff in his system, that, boom, he's not the same.
Yes, sir, that's right.
And he knows that he's not the same.
Yes, sir.
But he just couldn't keep the stuff out of his system. We tried to keep our eyes on him as much as we possibly can, but when you turn your head, he got that stuff in his system. When he goes to the store or something, he got the stuff in his system. When he come back, wow!
Yes, sir.
So it's the FBI and the switches and the people that are working the fair for real, they would want this to be made known.
Yes, sir.
They wouldn't attempt to hide the knowledge that the man is one way. And then another way, they would try to hide it and make it look like he is always thinking this way.
Yes, sir.
And if they're trying to do that, then we're not with them. And you can tell them that we cannot be with them on nothing.
Yes, sir.
If they try to make it look like he is like this constantly 24 hours of the day, that you cannot and will not.
Yes, sir.
Stand up in a courtroom and say that.
Yes, sir.
But if they want to be real and show that the FBI and the government of the state is real.
Yes, sir.
Then we'd stand in courtroom on that, on the behavior pattern of the mannerism of that particular being.
Yes, sir.
We'd stand on the pulpit, we'd stand up in heaven before God.
Yes, sir.
For that truth. But we will not stand up in a pulpit or stand up there in a court's chamber and say that this man is a deliberately premeditated criminal.
Yes, sir.
In the sexual mannerism that he is in.
Yes, sir.
We would not do that. We wouldn't do it against him. We wouldn't do it against nobody else if it wasn't right.
Yes, sir.
And everybody that is around that person knows that this is the truth.
That's right. Yes, sir.
And the brother knows that it's the truth. He has admitted to the truth. Yes, and that he needed help.
Yes, sir.
They should have never let him out in the first place without giving him this type of help.
Yes, sir.
And then you give somebody like that almost unlimited kind of funds?
Yes, sir.
It's almost like murdering somebody.
Yes,
could kill it being played on him.
Yes, sir.
So, I would like for you to take this part of the tape and make a recording of this particular part here, and you don't have to scratch this particular part off any of the lessons.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And you can take this along with different things and take that piece where you had your t-shirt was on. You can put all these onto a particular tape or something and tell the FBI that you have this here for them if they want to listen to this and that you're going to do the best that you possibly can related to finding the particular female, because, and then we would rely on communicating to the female or so-called Elsa, somebody who you allow for me to talk to so-called Elsa, so I can so-called let them know that this is the best thing that could possibly happen, to have her testify in court of the things that he's doing, because she knows that that whoever the 19-year-old girl is or whatever it is, she knows that when he wasn't full of that stuff, he was a nice person.
Yes, sir.
But she knows just as soon as, and she knows just as soon as she got full of that stuff, that that's when whatever happened to her happened to her.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, she said that this man was trying to kill her.
Yes, sir.
He got full of that stuff and put it into bondage.
Yes, sir.
So we want the truth from that female.
Yes,
to be
sir.
To be spoken there.
Yes, sir.
So that they can see that he has, like, a dual personality.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Turning it over.
No, sir, the sister had already turned hers over. I was just getting the tape ready.
Can you understand what I'm saying? Who is to say that that other person that they were talking about down in Blair, that supposedly got hurt, who is to say that that couldn't have been my so-called daughter, and they made it say that she was trying to climb through the window and fail?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I got in the person, Matt Walsh, before Muhammad is blessed for most out of Elijah Muhammad, had me reflect on that same thought, sir.
Just cover it up so that it wouldn't point an arrow at him.
Yes, sir.
Because the so-called sister said that she carried him down there.
Yes, sir. That's from what I
knew. He carried her down there. Then that same person is still sitting in the background. And when they do that stuff, it's going to come out.
Yes, sir.
Is that true?
That's true, yes, sir.
And I can see in my mind's eye what would happen in that type of environment down there with him.
Yes, sir.
Because as long as we've been there, as long as Lan has been standing there at that place, she never fell off no tree trying to climb through the window.
That's right. Yes, sir.
But she knows that she can dial the man over there at the office and he'll run over there and open the door.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, sir.
She could have took little Lynn, and she crammed through and put her up on the porch or something.
Yes, sir.
There was many of the things that the sister would do than try to climb with her big self through that little, on that little tree.
That's right, yes, sir.
I know her better than that.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But that don't necessarily have to be that that's true, though. It could have been one of those times.
Yes, sir.
But we have a reason that could relate to it. It might have been that. That might be the sister that she did do that to, my so-called daughter.
Yes, sir.
That he did do that to.
Yes, sir.
We don't know that.
Yes, sir.
Only about God, the person that's about to see for our mother, and the most honorable of the mother, and the wild angels that he allowed to know that, and the people that it happened to know that.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true. Yes, sir.
Okay. This is the kind of a tape, too, that we would need for all the brothers to see the type of wisdom, because it says, know ye when the white man come, know that he didn't come on his own. Allah died in the prison of Master Wallace D. Farah Muhammad also sent them, whether those white peoples know it or not, that their very brain and mind is controlled in order for the Creator's master plan to be fulfilled, rather they know what the master plan is.
Yes, sir.
All people say that they hear, and when they go to church, even in the devil's Christian religion, that they hear that the Creator or the God has a secret master plan. He knows why he's allowing all these things to happen.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, yes, sir.
They say that in Jehovah's Witness. They say that there's some, the master have a master plan, a creative plan of why he's allowing stuff to go like this. He, that only he knows.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
So therefore, here's the best of knowers of why all this has happened, and it be balanced out on the end, and it be made known to those who make it in.
Yes, sir.
At the end.
Yes, sir.
Of all this foolishness that's dealt all over the world.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, if we're likened unto him, and we're trying to become crystallized into the oneness of the real Christ, I don't mean utilizing that kind of power that he has. That's awesome.
Yes, sir.
You understand? I'm talking about the good side.
Yes, sir.
The righteous side.
Yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah. Allah God in the presence of the Master of Waters, peace of Allah, Muhammad, especially for the message of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. This is one reason that was in that book, the guardian angels, the angels that oversee the nation of Islam. That's why to show you that Tyson had became and knew that that he was one of the Muslims and bad witness to it, and he left a message in there, and you read that book, you read it, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You know what he said when he was standing in the room and he was looking at the little humble, dear holy apostle. You with me now?
Yes, sir.
When he was looking there, when the hitman was looking there, he had already done become committed, but he was just telling you the processes of what he thought, he all the way up to that particular point to lead to you later when he went to, after this book and after you talked with the Master J, after Allah God, the President of the Master of the Prophet, I'm had you talk with Master J, after he brings you into that number, then he would refer you to the other book to show where he had been got caught by the person who hired him and told him of the things and what was going on, so how they put together a plan that they would have to carry out, even letting the messenger know it. And so when he was standing there, and one of the key words there that you would see when he said he was standing there looking at him, he said, and he tried to acquaint himself, Tyson tried to acquaint himself with that Master Wallace, the Allah, Muhammad, the Allah, the Creator, and then Tyson said, in his thoughts, he said, in his writing, he said, but he knew he was nowhere near like that person.
Yes, sir.
Didn't he say that in the writing?
Yes, sir.
So he acknowledged that that person was a supreme being of Allah.
Yes, sir.
He bad witness in the writing.
Yes, sir.
So that he knew that what he was doing, he was telling you, if he wouldn't have got stopped it, and he knew that what he was doing would have been something against the divine works of the Creator.
Yes, sir.
Allah, that's what he's telling you in that statement, if you read it.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
And anybody that's reading that book, and without these eyes that Allah God, the prison master, what a thief, Allah, this message, the most honorable, would pass over that and wouldn't understand that.
Yes, sir.
He acknowledged.
Yes,
that Allah God, the person, the Master, Wallace, Islam, Humble, was the supreme ruler of the universe, and
yes,
that he
sir.
Could nowhere even touch the hem of that man, he said, and that didn't when he was writing the book.
Yes,
the
sir.
Truth.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Then now, do you think with him acknowledging that he would go through with the actual act of exterminating the most honorable Elijah Muhammad?
No, sir.
He would not.
No, sir.
Oh, praise the Jews to Allah. But the most honorable Elijah Muhammad was not aware that he was that day standing over him.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? But the only way that they would be able to move him from that spot to where they would get him to safety spot, security on top of security, was to carry out the act. So he injected this stuff into the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and when he carried you the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, shut up, and stabbed his chest.
Yes, sir.
And went back.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So being the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, as lovable as he is, they know if you would reveal this to the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, they know the most honorable Elijah Muhammad would try to help and correct the people so they would not do that.
Yes, sir.
And that would put him back into Modange.
Yes, sir.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Because he's that humble and that good kind of person. That's why the most honorable Elijah, that's why Master Wallace, the Prophet Muhammad, is the message of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, has it to have it go on this particular way. That's why the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, that's why Master Wallace, the Prophet Muhammad, trained those 25,000 or those elders to oversee the nation of Islam for this particular thing that was transpiring down the road.
Yes, sir.
He trained them to make sure that that war dean would be able to get to the sheep, but it wasn't the sheep, in order to help scatter the sheep.
Yes, sir.
He didn't put him there to kill the most honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But don't think that Master Wallace D. Muhammad did not know that this was what it was going to come to.
Yes,
if those people were dedicated to the job that Master Wallace D. Muhammad has trained them for.
Yes, sir.
If Master Wallace D. Muhammad trained you for something, you're supposed to do that something, do that.
Yes, sir.
So all praise is due to Allah God and the presence of the Master Wallace, the Prophet Muhammad, especially for the messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Just like when he trained those particular elders, he did not teach them and show them the mothership.
Yes, sir.
and to accumulate more degrees and knowledge and become masters of certain fields of science.
Yes, sir.
Some became psychologists.
Yes, sir.
Some came doctors.
Yes, sir.
Some came import business. Some went off into the business world.
Yes, sir.
Some became many different executives.